The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Lubomila Jordanova, who is the founder of the Green Tech Alliance, which has the website greentech.earth. And this organization brings together green technology businesses and supports them with advice around funding, impact, visibility, and strategy. And Lubomila, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Matt.
Excellent. Well, let's jump right in. If you don't mind, please give us a high-level overview of the Green Tech Alliance and how the idea came about and all that good stuff.
Of course, yeah. Well, we all know what happened to the whole planet in March this year. We, as active participants in the sustainability community in Europe, essentially decided that we can't let Corona dominate the news, and it should be also an opportunity for us to start talking more actively about sustainability. And while we had these thoughts, we also noticed that a lot of green tech businesses were starting to struggle. They were using their time to try to secure funding and try to connect yet again with potential partners, potential customers, and nothing was working. And a lot of friends of mine building green businesses were complaining and essentially explaining how concerned they are that their business might not survive because sustainability potentially is going to become secondary due to COVID. So this was kind of the starting point of the Green Tech Alliance. We really believe that the biggest issue we should all be focusing on is fighting climate change as a community. So we put together the community to enable all these businesses that have solutions for climate change to work together to find ways to answer their questions, to find ways to address challenges their businesses face, and essentially enable a sustainable economy.
That's great. Great. I love the mission there because certainly the COVID-19 pandemic has upended many, many things in across the world. And especially, like you mentioned, a lot of green companies. And I think that mission behind that is awesome. And if you don't mind, tell us about how the Green Tech Alliance works. And I know you have a number of really, really high profile advisors and partners that help out too. I would love to hear more about that.
Absolutely. Well, a bit about the Green Tech Alliance members, or I guess the community itself. We have now more than 500 businesses from all over the world. We've received more than 1,000 applications, but we've selected half of them to join the community. We have more than 300 advisors that are from venture capital, from science, some of the writers of the IPCC report, people from Yale, MIT, and other reputable universities, working on research with regards to climate change. And of course, we have a lot of business experts, people that can be incredibly supportive of the founders and of all these companies that are inside the community.
That's great. And let's talk about from a higher level. You know, you mentioned the importance of green technology and of course the pandemic kind of getting in the way of that, but maybe without thinking about the COVID-19 pandemic, just overall, why is green technology important in this day and age?
As someone that is building a tech company, of course, you can assume that I believe in the power of technology. Climate change is a challenge that is bigger than all of us. And the only way we're going to be able to address it is by systemic collaborative approach that relies a lot on collaboration, but also on technology. There's a lot of different technologies that I can list that have the capability to support our path to a more sustainable world and more healthy planet, a healthier planet. And that is where this green tech field comes in play. We just think that technology has the capability to accelerate the speed with which we reverse the negative impacts on our planet.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And we're certainly believers of that as well here at the Dot Earth Domain. And speaking of the Dot Earth Domain, your website is greentech.earth, but you also have your other company, PlanA.earth. So you are clearly a Dot Earth Domain user. Why did you all choose Dot Earth?
Well, I guess in 2017, when I was buying the domain, that was the moment when it had just come out. And I felt like it was strongly connected to the mission we have. All the activities that we conduct in my company and also in our initiative, the Green Tech Alliance, are related to supporting our Earth becoming healthier and more, I would say, stable in comparison to how it is today. And it kind of was really great, I would say, opportunity to further stipulate what is our mission.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So in terms of looking towards the future, what does the future hold for the Green Tech Alliance?
The Green Tech Alliance is only in its beginning. We launched in May 2020. It's only been 5-6 months of existence and it just exploded. There's been just so many people that want to get involved with us. We've had to actually develop quite of a clear path for growth because there's just so much more demand than we expected. So we actually, this weekend, I came from offsite we did with the team, with the Green Tech Alliance team, and we're cooking quite a lot of things for the coming months. We're going to be making some big announcements by the end of the year. And for next year, I guess a few milestones are going to be like further stipulation of our kind of global presence, because we have been since day one available across the world and with members from all across the world and advisors from all around the world. A second aspect is going to be like the launch of our own platform where people would be able to actually live online within the community and be able to exchange, join events. But all of this is going to be within one platform, which is super exciting. And then I guess the final aspect is that we actually would be officially opening up a team and opening up a few positions. So this initiative that now is managed after work and over the weekend and at the random small hours turns into an official entity with a proper team that is able to manage all this demand that thankfully we're able to see.
That's awesome. That's great. You know, Lubomila, we really appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
I think what's really important for all of your listeners and people connected to the topic of fighting climate change to understand is that you don't need to be a professional within the green tech field to actually be a successful contributor to this improvement of our ecosystem, of our system, of the health of our nature. So my positive last message that I would love to share is anyone that is kind of finding their way into the topic and feels maybe a bit too shy, don't be. Yeah, you're not alone. There's a lot of people just joining. Get in touch and feel comfortable with the fact that you don't know enough, because there's many and we need to be all educated further. So yeah, make sure you don't feel concerned about the fact that you don't know enough. The main concern should be the health of our planet.
Oh, that's awesome. What a great way to end this Voices.Earth podcast interview with Lubomila Jordanova, who is the founder of the Green Tech Alliance, which has the website greentech.earth. And as you heard, this very special organization brings together green technology businesses and supports them with advice around funding, impact, visibility, and strategy. And Lubomila, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Matt. I wish you a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.